Welcome to Preside and Prevail, the podcast that turns the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, Clarissa Thomas. And if you've ever felt unqualified or overwhelmed in your role as a healthcare leader, you're in the right place. Managing people is undoubtedly one of the most complex aspects of leadership. Drawing from my years of experience, I aim to share insights and strategies that will equip and empower you to lead with confidence. Whether you're a seasoned leader or just stepping into your first managerial role, this podcast is your resource for practical advice and supportive guidance. If I were to tally the time, resources, and effort I squandered over the past year, I could easily retire. In fact, I made it a priority to spend the first quarter of this year focused on eliminating waste. This included cutting back on unnecessary emails, canceling meetings that could have been resolved via email, and unsubscribing from services that no longer benefit me. I experienced a refreshing change. This newfound clarity has allowed me to focus on other priorities or simply take a moment to breathe. Practices face numerous challenges, including increasing claim denials, rising overhead costs, and heightened expectations for the delivery of quality patient care. To thrive, it's essential to adopt strategies that minimize waste and optimize productivity. Let's explore four key areas where medical practices can reduce waste. 1. Achieving the ideal balance with efficient staffing. One of the most significant sources of waste in medical practices is inefficient staffing. Overstaffing can lead to unnecessary salary expenses, while understaffing can result in burnout and decreased patient satisfaction. Achieving the ideal balance is a subtle art. Here are three factors to consider. Conduct regular staffing audits. Regularly review staff schedules and patient flow to ensure that you have the right number of team members on hand. Cross-training employees. Encourage staff to learn multiple roles to increase flexibility and coverage without increasing headcount and overtime. Some may ask for an increase in pay. Therefore, you might want to evaluate the return on investment of offering a slight increase in pay and how it impacts your full-time equivalent count and overall expenses. Utilize part-time and flexible work arrangements. This can help manage peak times without committing to full-time salaries. 2. Making smart technology investments. The appeal of advanced technologies, particularly AI programs, can be quite compelling. However, not all tech investments result in increased efficiency or productivity. I recently attended a doctor's appointment, and as I entered the practice, I noticed two kiosks at the front. During my last visit, they were just testing one. This time, I found an increased number of front desk staff. Some were assisting with issues related to the kiosk, while another was handling payments that couldn't be processed due to a malfunction. Additionally, one staff member was checking out patients and another was monitoring the lobby, encouraging individuals to sign in using the keyboard. It was chaotic. Here are several factors to keep in mind when evaluating technology investments. Assess needs before investing. Evaluate whether a new technology aligns with your practice goals and improves patient care or operational efficiency. Pilot programs. Before a full-scale rollout, test new technologies in smaller settings to assess their impact and return on investment. Regular training and updates. Ensure staff are fully trained and that systems are regularly updated to maximize their potential benefits. Here's a quick tip. Smart technology investments should be factored in as an ongoing cost in your operating budget. 3, eliminating unnecessary procedures and processes. Waste isn't only about physical resources. It also includes unnecessary procedures and outdated processes that consume time and energy. Streamline administrative tasks. Use electronic health records effectively. Stay updated on system upgrades to assess whether they enhance efficiency or inadvertently increase administrative burden through additional steps and prolonged workflows. Review and revise protocols. Regularly evaluate clinical and administrative protocols to eliminate redundant or outdated practices. I recommend every 6 to 12 months. Encourage feedback. Engage staff and patients in providing feedback on processes that could be streamlined or improved. This can be accomplished through weekly management meetings and annual pulse surveys. 4, maximizing time efficiency. Time is one of the most precious resources in any medical practice, and wasting it can be costly. Effective scheduling. Use scheduling software to optimize appointment times, reducing wait times and improving patient flow. Exercise caution by not depending exclusively on the software to handle all appointments. It's essential to have someone who understands the system and can manually schedule appointments when necessary. Minimize meeting times. Keep meetings concise and focused, ensuring they serve a clear purpose and involve only necessary participants. Encourage time management skills. Provide training and tools to help staff manage their time effectively, enhancing overall productivity. This approach to waste management entails a dedication to ongoing improvement and innovation. It encourages practices to remain agile, adapting to changes swiftly and effectively, while always keeping the central focus on providing the best possible care to patients. Thank you for tuning in to Preside and Prevail. Whether you're leading a team, a project, or simply navigating your personal pathways, you have the power to make a significant impact. Let's continue to build communities that uplift and inspire. Ensure you don't miss any future episodes by subscribing to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or where great podcasts can be found. For coaching and mentorship opportunities, check out crtconsulting.solutions.